Tucson. Yeah, Tucson's a nice place. I like it.
Beautiful.
Me.
Madam Chair, we're ready.
Ready? Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the LAFCO meeting, regular meeting. Today is Thursday, March 28, 2024. It is 8:33 a.m. We are here at the El Centro City Council Chambers. At this time, we are going to do roll call.
Frolic?
Present.
Moreno?
Present.
Londeros?
Present.
Hawk?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Okay, thank you. We're going to stand and do the flag salute. Mr. Mike Kelly, can you lead us, please?
Sure, please join me in the pledge to our country and to our flag. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to welcome a newly appointed LAFCO Commissioner, Mr. Hawk. Welcome.
Mr. Hawk's the alternate. Yes, Escobar is the one appointed by the board.
Okay. So we welcome as an alternate, Mr. Hawk.
Thank you.
Thank you. So at this time, we're going to go into public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to address the commission on items not on the agenda, provided that the subject matter is within the jurisdiction of the commission and that no action may be taken by the commission on off agenda items unless authorized by law. At this time, is there anyone here for public comment?
Mr. Smith, if it has to do with an item on the agenda, I would wait for that item to come up instead of public comment.
I kind of don't think I'm going to be around. I have another meeting to attend, so if it's all right, I'd like to address now.
Go ahead.
So my name's Kevin Smith. I'm with the Imperial Valley Coalition for Sustainable Healthcare Facilities. Dear Honorable members of Imperial Valley LAFCO, in anticipation of the agenda item number 11 on today's agenda, we provide the following comments. First, Imperial Valley Coalition for Sustainable Healthcare Facilities is a not-for-profit organization committed to the foundational principle that healthcare is a common need for all residents of Imperial Valley. Second, our coalition is committed to working with our elected and appointed leaders to find solutions to the county's healthcare issues, including but not limited to the underlying purpose for which AB 918 states, I quote, the imminent financial collapse of El Centro Regional Medical Center is a serious threat to public health and safety of the residents of the region. Third, despite the imminent financial collapse, there's no requirement under AB 918 that El Centro Regional Medical Center will be acquired, nor any assurance that a funding mechanism for the new IVHD board will be approved by voters on November 5th, 2024. Arguably, the voters are very likely to be cautious of voting to support a permanent funding mechanism given the haste with which AB 918 was drafted and is being implemented. Fourth, a lack of permanent funding and a premature dissolution of the existing healthcare districts could have significant consequential impacts on the county, its residents, the workforce, and IVHD's ability to deliver a continuity of care. Fifth, there exists no urgency required for this body to act on this application today. 6, there is no cost to LAFCO or to the taxpayers to continue this item. 7, the legislative and or legal remedies to the flaws of 918 may be sought. While the bill's author has ostensibly washed his hands of it, laws are frequently amended or changed legally, especially to accommodate issues of unintended consequences or undue financial strain. 8, the expansion of PMHD is a viable safeguard and should the goals and elements of AB 918 be unachievable in its current form. For these reasons and more, we request the item be continued till at least the November election, when voters will have a say on the funding mechanism for the new IVHD. We thank you for your consideration and diligence on this important matter. Signed, Frank Brabeck. He's the president of our organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, sir. Is there anyone else here, members of the public, wishing to make a public comment on items that are not on the agenda, wishing to speak at this time? Hearing none.
Madam Chairman, with respect to Mr. Smith's comments, we did receive a letter this morning from the coalition. It pertains to item 11, and I would ask it to be made part of the record for that item.
Okay, noted. Thank you very much. So at this time, we are going to close public comments, and we're going to go into closed session and ask you all to step out for a few minutes, and we'll be back. Thank you. Yes.
Ready.
Okay. I'm going to call the meeting back to order. At this time, we're going to do item number 4, 5, and then we're going to add a little change. We're going to add 12A, which is community appointment. Before we do the appointment of chair, I wanted to just say a few words.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Before you do that, yes. I want to get the closed session announcements
I'm sorry,
out of the way. Minutes should reflect that there was one item discussed in closed session. It is described on the agenda as item 10. There's no reportable action. Thank you.
So I wanted to say a few words. So I wanted to say today will be my last LAFCO meeting. I was appointed as an alternate January 30th of 2014. And then I became a permanent LAFCO appointee. I started my term April 14 of 2016. I did receive a reappointment of 4/14/20. And so I've served 10 years here at the LAFCO. I want to say that I've taken my job very seriously. During this time, we as a LAFCO, our job is to make sure that there's orderly growth here in Imperial County to prevent urban sprawl. We've been busy looking at the service area plans for the cities and the special districts. Our role has been to preserve open space and farmland. We have looked at dissolutions that we did conduct. We also conducted annexations. We've been busy looking at the master tax sharing that has to do with the county and the municipalities. I want to say something that's very important. As per the California Local Agency Formation Commissions of California, LAFCOs use their regulatory powers to control city and special district boundaries. LAFCOs use their planning powers to influence land use. State law forbids LAFCOs from making direct land use decisions. We cannot regulate the use of land, property development, or subdivisions design. So I want to say to you this morning that it has been an honor to serve. I appreciate the confidence placed in me by the municipalities, my fellow elected officials, the mayors for the appointments that I have received to be able to do this work here before you. I have decided not to run for re-election at the local city level. I've been a council member since 2011, in which I've been mayor four times. My term will end in December. So after that, I plan to return to normal life. And I'm also retiring from my school district work. I've been a school district employee for the Calipatria Unified School District for 42 years. And it's been an honor. I played many roles in the school district. But what is really close to my heart has been the migrant education program, helping to work with migrant families, serving the students and their families, finding resources for them. I started off as an instructional aide, became community liaison, and my migrant coordinator position brought a lot of trainings and programs to the families. I became a translator at the school district, serving in expulsion hearings and translating as much as I could. Being that I'm a Pocha, because I was born here in the U.S., you know, but I did what I could. And as time went by, I got a training that allowed me to work for Brawley Union High School for 13 years. I taught a parenting class, parenting classes for parents. In my last 8 years, I've been the director of a family resource center, serving Calipatria and Island families. And it's been an honor to serve at the school district, but I got very sick during the holidays and a little bit before that with a terrible cough and cold. I think I got pneumonia and I thought, this is it. I'm going to slow down. I want to enjoy life, do other things. And so my job will end June the 14th at my school district. And then I decided to go ahead and hang it up at the civic level. Again, I'm so honored to work with these group of people and with the public and all the municipalities. This is very, very hard work. We don't take our work lightly. But again, I thank all of you that have been watching. It's very hard. We're not perfect, but we do what we can to make Imperial County a better place. So with that said, yes.
Congratulations. I think you serve your community and this county well. So
thank you very much.
Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you very much. just want to close with this. I want to say that although I'm tired and I want to go back to civilian life, you know, I do have a voice, so I will speak when necessary and I'll be watching, but I will be enjoying my time, you know, traveling with my husband. I want to do a little gardening, a little bit of baking. He's got a sweet tooth and I've never really took on baking. I just learned a lot of the Mexican food and all of the other recipes that I picked up, but I plan to continue using my voice as much as I can. And I wish all of the municipalities, the special districts, the very best. And I hope the best for Imperial County. Okay, thank you very much. With that said, we're gonna have appointment of chair at this time. And I wanna nominate Mr. Moreno, Javier Moreno, as chair. Roll call, please.
Frolic?
Yes.
Moreno?
Yes.
Londeros?
Yes.
Hawk?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Okay. So with that said, I'm going to pass the baton to Mr. Moreno.
Thank you, Maria.
Yes.
Also, I wish you best. I think that sounded like more like a campaign speech for me, but who knows, right? Reconsider that. But I wish you the best and thank you for all your support.
Sure.
You and I share a lot of memories and when I was all agree, everything, but we're still here and I thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
Imperial County, thanks for your service. And so it's my show up people here today to attest to that.
Thank you.
I wish you the best in your endeavor.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Moving forward, we're up to the next item is the appointment of vice chair. I'll entertain a motion for that.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Jesus Escobar to the vice chair.
I counter it. I want to appoint Mr. Mike Kelly.
You know, I would.
You don't want
to
do it?
I would be. No, I'd be more than happy to do it. But my term ends with the Board of Supervisors in January. And I figured that we might have somebody who could be here throughout the consistency of that. So, and I think he would be prepared to become chair after sitting as vice chair for some time.
He's willing to take it?
Again?
He's willing? You asked him?
I could care less. I'm nominating him.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Kelly. Second by...
Don't need it.
Second.
Roll call.
Frolic?
Yes.
Moreno?
Yes.
Londeros?
Yes.
Hawk?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. Congratulations, Mr. Escobar. The next one is the appointment for the committee appointment. Interesting motion for that. I know we have two applicants. And also, I believe, Mr. Kelly, you wanted to hear from this candidate?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from both candidates who are vying to be a public mentor of LAFCO to see why they want it, what they have to offer, and what they want to accomplish. So I think it's time for them to take the stage and convince us who is the best person for this commission to select.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kelly. Is Mr. Salgado here now today? He is? Okay. Please come forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you.
And congratulations, Commissioner Nava, on your retirement.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me today. I didn't really prepare anything to speak to you today, but I will share with you. I'm here on my own accord. Professional capacity here. And my work very much does tie into the goals of LAFCO, and I'm definitely committed to working with the commissioners and understanding further how this agency can help the county grow effectively and efficiently, collectively with the cities and the county and other regional members. I definitely approach this from a regional perspective, considering my work is definitely entrenched in regional governance. I've been a part of large governance meetings and understand the role that this agency should play for the county, and I would definitely appreciate your support in serving in the commission. And in addition to that, my background definitely does serve this committee well. Worked as a real estate agent. I've worked as a transportation planner. I currently work as a senior government affairs officer for the largest metropolitan planning organization in the nation, SCAG. And I've been there for 8 years. Prior to that, I was with the Imperial County Transportation Commission for 5 years. So I understand the direction of the county up to this point, and where hopefully where we're all going collectively, and some of the goals that the county has, the goals that the cities have, the goals that the region has, the state, the federal government, keep up with all the great things that are happening in and around Imperial County. We have a lot of challenges before us as it pertains to Lithium Valley. You have Gateway growing, you have other investments that are coming in from outside, and so I think LAFCO will definitely play a significant role in those developments, in addition to the challenges that exist now as it pertains to healthcare and serving the community and providing those services to the community as a whole. And again, I just appreciate your consideration. I've been waiting for a role to kind of step into, and I will share with you, I will not take it lightly and will definitely do my homework. I'm the type that does not commit to something without understanding that there is a back end to being a part of this commission. So I'll definitely read the backup and understand the charge and goals of the agency and work closely with all of you and staff to ensure that the goals are met. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Salgado. Mr. Landero?
Well, definitely not as long-winded as prepared as Mrs. Salgado. I've volunteered for years in the background, the community. This has been a role for me that I've cherished for the last year as the alternate. A lot of my background is somewhat diverse from the rest of the members of the committee, in the sense that I have worked in the private sector, I've worked in the nonprofit sector. I've volunteered quite a bit in the governmental sector in different ways, and I think I could bring a different perspective to the board. And I look forward to your decision.
Thank you, Mr. Landeros. Want to say a motion now? Nominations.
Well, I will nominate Mr. Salgado.
Okay, roll call.
Frolic?
Yes.
Moreno?
No.
Londeros?
No.
Hawk?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Okay. Where's Mr. Salgado? Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have to concern.
Get back to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is a public comment. Anybody? Okay, item number 7, consent calendar. December 14, 2023, meeting minutes. Entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve.
Can we do the meeting minutes and project report together?
We could, yes. Thank you.
A motion for
we'll make one motion for both items.
I make a motion for both items.
Okay, roll call.
Frolic?
Yes.
Moreno?
Yes.
Londeros?
Yes.
Hawk?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carried. Number 8, commissioners' announcements. We'll start with
Maria.
Maria?
Sure. I just want to announce that at this time at the city of Calipatria, we do have interim chief of police, and that is Mr. Eric Trevino. Want to share that there's a lot of changes coming at the local level. We're excited in regards to the lithium projects that are coming. Just want to share that. It's just a really busy time for us. There's a lot of changes happening. Mm-hmm. And so we have to keep banded with the Imperial County and the other cities that are helping the city of Calipatria and helping each other. So that's where we're at right now. There is a League of Cities meeting tonight. At the League of Cities meeting tonight, there will be an appointment of the position in my place. It's up to the select committee to appoint a newly appointed commissioner for LAFCO for 4 years. And it's right before the League of Cities dinner. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Solanderos?
Nothing.
Sarak?
No.
No? Is it Kelly?
No, nothing to report. Thank you.
Okay. Only thing I have to say is thank you for your support and naming the share. Appreciate that. Looking forward to working with everybody.
On behalf of Jesus Escobar, I want to thank you for his support on his position as vice chair.
Thank you. Next item is executive officer's announcements.
Good morning, commissioners, members of the public. Paula Graff, executive officer. In your packets, I included two calendars. One is for our regular LAFCO meetings that we have here at the city chamber. And then the other one is the Cal-LAFCO events. And just one item to note is that our annual conference will be October 16th through the 18th. And that'll be in Yosemite. So if you do plan to go, you should add that to your calendars. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Paul. Moving on to item number 11. Public hearing. Continued public hearing from November 16, 2023 and related actions to consider the Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District proposed expansion and the adoption of the Negative Declaration of Environmental Impacts. Consider the adopted fiscal impact analysis to determine a proposed countywide tax. Approve or deny the expansion of the Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District to cover the entire county of Imperial or substantial portion thereof, to include concurrent therewith the dissolution of Hebron Memorial Healthcare District, to include directions to the County Board of Supervisors to scheduling during the next regular election a measure to add a tax to all parcels of land within the County of Imperial that are allowed to be taxed. Anybody wants to come up and speak on that item?
This is a public hearing, and we'll note that it opens at 9:11.
Mr. Chair, could we allow the applicant to speak on this item first and then?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a representative from Pioneers Memorial?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Sally Nguyen. I'm General Counsel for Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District. I've been asked by several people why Pioneers has this application for expansion still in front of you pending.
Could you bring the mic down to you? There you go.
Given the passage of AB 918. And so I think our position has always been, we filed it first. We do we recognize the benefit of having a countywide healthcare district. And I think at this point, it's been pending and we'd like to keep it that way as kind of a backup plan or if IVHD hits some hurdle that they cannot overcome. And I think that's consistent with, you'll see the legislative, one of your legislative opinion, attorney opinions that say, you know, you can dissolve Pioneers at any time. It doesn't affect the timeline of AB 918. So I know this commission might not be in a position to approve our application right now, but if you are, great. If not, we do at least ask that maybe you consider punting it down the road a little bit longer, so that we give IVHD and AB 19